Hey, it's Mastin. Welcome to the Mastin Kid Podcast. If you want to take your first step on your trauma-informed journey, come to claimyourpowerbook.com and get my book, Claim Your Power. There are a bunch of awesome free bonuses with that, including a 40-day coaching journey with me that will get you started on your trauma-informed path. Claimyourpowerbook.com. Enjoy. It's awesome. I put my heart and soul into it. And if you want to really start your journey to do your trauma work, claimyourpowerbook.com is the place to go to get my book, Claim Your Power, and to get a bunch of free bonuses, including free coaching with me for 40 days. Please enjoy today's episode. Here's what we want to be aware of right now. We want to be conscious of what the next level is for you, what's been stopping you, and how long you've been there. And we want to be honest with yourself. Please don't lie to yourself. Okay. Let's be really clear about that, because we're going to take this into context and recognize that, hold on a second, there's a reason why I've been stuck. There's a pattern for why I've been stuck, and there's a pattern for how to get out of being stuck, which is what we're going to talk about today. Now, when you think about being stuck for 20 years or 8 months or anywhere in between, on a scale from one being super easy, 10 being super hard, sort of put a number to it. How hard has it been? How hard has it felt to actually embody your next level? Scale from 1 to 10, 1 no problem, 10 super hard. Rate yourself, rate the difficulty level. How hard has it been? What number would you give yourself? So 10, 8, okay, yeah, that makes sense. The hardest, level 10. Okay, so let's just see if we can frame this with proper context. You've been stuck for a long time trying to reach a specific outcome because of the reasons that you've just shared, and it's been really hard. Does that sound accurate? I repeat the same cycle over and over. Yes, it sounds accurate. Okay. So here's what this means. Okay. What this means is you must do something different this time if you want it to actually change. You must do something different this time if you want it to actually change. Does that make sense? Now, we'll share with you what we think that different is, but we want to be on the same page that it's time to approach how you go about changing your life differently. Does that make sense, y'all? We can't try to change your life the same way, because it's that way that you've been going about it has kept you stuck. So I want to make sure that we're really clear on that. So what if, though, what if there was a good reason why it's been so hard? Would you believe me? What if there's actually a good reason? What if it wasn't just like, you know, spiritual warfare or, you know, the enemy or, you know, because you're a bad person or because you deserve it? Would you want to know if there was a good reason why it's been so hard? Yes or no? So the answer is yes, to keep you safe, but let's get a little bit more specific about that, okay? So here's a term you either haven't heard of or will be hearing more of, okay? This term is an important term to understand. It's called allostatic load, okay? Allostatic load is the accumulation of burden of chronic stress and life events over time. So what this means is the longer you're stuck in something, the more stressful it becomes. The accumulation of stress over time. It's almost like you're dragging a weight behind you, and it's like a half a pound, then 1 pound, then 2 pounds, then 3 pounds. And then like 5 years in, it's like 85 pounds. 10 years in, it's like 1,000 pounds, right? So allostatic load has an impact on your nervous system. It has an impact on your life. So who here feels like the longer things go on, the harder it is to do the things you're trying to do to change your life? Who feels that way? Okay. That is called allostatic load. It is a cumulative burden of chronic stress and life events over time. Okay. So if you're tired, if you're exhausted, that's because you have likely high levels of allostatic load. And if you have high levels of allostatic load and stress, that means that you've been struggling for a long period of time. It feels like I'm burned out. It feels like I'm exhausted. It feels like I don't have my joy for life in me when it comes to the next level. It feels like I'm stuck. Okay. And this is what happens. Now, cutting edge neuroscience has discovered that the human brain expects access to social relationships that will help reduce risk and make it easier to achieve your goals. So what this means is social baseline theory says that when we're born, we expect glucose, sugar, to operate energy. We expect oxygen to give us, you know, so many mechanisms inside the body. And we expect relationships. So our nervous system is expecting glucose, oxygen, and relationships. And here's the thing. If you've been struggling with something for a long period of time, you've probably been struggling with that specific thing by yourself. And that creates allostatic load over time. And so what we need is we need to, and this pairs very well with polyvagal theory, right? Because we want to spread out challenge over time so that we have less stress. What's interesting is, by contrast, decreased access to relational partners increases cognitive and physiological effort. So what this means is, if you're going through a breakup, if you have less people in your life, if you don't have people in your life that are helping you with the thing you're trying to change, it increases how hard your brain and body are working. And if you don't know that, all of a sudden, you get more and more and more and more and more tired. And if your go-to playbook is, I got to do it on my own, then it's just going to have diminishing returns over time. And this is just physiology. This is just your biology. Does that make sense? Y'all tracking? Who here feels like this is describing on some level your experience? Like, wait a minute, Mastin, hold on. I saw a meme the other day. It was kind of funny. It was funny, not funny. It said, I'm about to get my 2024 goals done that I didn't accomplish in 2023 because in 2022 I was too busy getting over 2021. And because of the pandemic that happened in 2020, where I was about to get started on my 2019 goals. Wait a minute, my 2024 goals are my 2019 goals, basically, right? There has been an extraordinary amount of allostatic load placed on all of us because of the pandemic. And some of us have like not had a chance to boom, get back out there, or not just get back out there, but get back out there together, right? Because it's not, we sort of, everyone was forced into lockdown, but nobody was forced to be social again, right? And so what we have to recognize is, you're burned out for lots of different reasons. And when you have less access to relational partners or relationship, it's harder. Your brain has to work harder. Your body has to work harder, okay? And when relationships end, it can be hard to figure out who you are now that you're not part of that couple or group anymore. And there has been so much loss relationally in the last few years. Things changing, people breaking up, people divorcing, people moving, people dying, all these different things. There has been so much relationship change in the last few years that this is part of the major reason why we're so exhausted. And so this could be risky because you have to put in more effort to take care of yourself, and you may not be as happy if you're all by yourself in something. Who follows? Does this make sense? Right, who here feels like you're going, oh, this is tracking, right? Okay, great. Now, when relationships end, you have to, what's called, ungraft yourself from the old relationship, which means you have to stop thinking about yourself and the other person as a unit and start thinking about yourself as an individual again. And that is a process that happens, and it can be very challenging. It can also be challenging to do this because if you're on a personal development journey, you will have to likely ungraft yourself, if it's not from the relationship, from at least the dynamics and the patterns of that relationship. And we start to feel more and more alone in what we're struggling with. Okay. And so without co-regulation, the brain perceives fewer available resources and prepares the body to either conserve or expend more energy. So when you're by yourself and you're struggling with something, you either downregulate to ventral, I'm sorry, to dorsal, where you're immobilized, or your body's like, I'm going to be sympathetic on my own. Who follows? This makes sense, y'all? Right? And so this is why, and guess what? Sympathetic, when you're in fight or flight mode or like go mode, that is metabolically expensive. You cannot maintain it forever. It uses up so much resource to be in go mode all the time. And so that's why we either conserve energy, we go dorsal, or we expend energy in sympathetic when there's less relational resources available. And so this increase in your brain, cognitive and body-based efforts, physiological, can lead to distress, both acute, short-term distress, and chronic, which has negative consequences for health and well-being. So the good news is, the science knows why you're burned out. Okay? That's the good news. And it doesn't have to always be that way, okay? Because you're increasing how much brain output you're doing, you're increasing how much body output you're doing. It doesn't have to be all that, I'll be that way. Now, there is evidence that suggests that the likelihood of a behavior is improved when you consider how much energy it takes to do the behavior and how much benefit you think you will get from it. So, the thing that you've been stuck in for a period of time, check this out, okay? You've been stuck for 8 months, a year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. Let's be honest for a second. When you think about trying to get to the next level, okay, let's think about this for a second, okay? How much benefit do you feel right now like you're going to get from it? Does it feel real, like it's possible? Does it feel like it's actually going to happen if you've been stuck there for 8 months, a year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, or more? Does it feel real, or does it kind of feel like, I don't know if this is going to happen? Does it feel like you're going to be rewarded, like you're going to get a reward for it? I am determined. I love that. So maybe, but you're determined, but does it feel real or not real yet? Not sure. Okay. So what this means is when you think about your next level, your assessment of how much benefit you think you will get from it will impact how much energy you have. So if you, a part of you or most of you doesn't think it's really going to happen, you're not going to be able to invest a lot of energy in it. Right. So what that means is we have to start to bust up some of these patterns because if you perceive that there's a possible reward, there's a possible outcome, there's a possible good thing that will happen, it will improve your energy and your behavior to make it happen. Okay. So, for example, human subjects tend to view hills as steeper and distances as further away if they're fatigued, sleepy, physically less fit, stressed, wearing a heavy backpack, or in a bad mood. So, what this means is when your state is downregulated in sympathetic and dorsal, things feel and seem harder. Does that make sense? However, being close to social resources makes it easier to deal with the challenges that we face because our brain sees social resources, right, relationships as similar to things like oxygen and glucose that are necessary for survival. So when we look at what's possible for you, well, okay, I'm breathing air, I'm eating food, but I'm all alone in it, right? So we need to create relational resources, co-regulation, transformational co-regulation to give you additional energy, additional support, additional help to be able to make it seem and feel and then make what you want next actually possible. Evidence suggests that hills literally appear less steep when standing next to a friend, right? So you can be at a hill, look at the hill, and go, that's a big hill. But if your friend is standing next to you, it seems easier. Who falls? And who's had this experience before? You're like, oh, that kind of makes sense, right? But this is in the neuroscience, okay? So what's so interesting is when accounting for other variables like body mass index, weight-related self-image, depression, physical activity, socially isolated people tend to consume more sugar because to the human brain, social and metabolic resources are treated as one and the same, right? So if you're struggling by yourself, we tend to eat more sugar because, okay, I'm trying to numb myself or I'm addicted to sugar. But on a very basic level, your brain is like, this is going to be harder. I need more glucose to get more shit done because I don't have help and support. Who follows? Does this make sense? Right? And so what this means is that we have to start to recognize that relationships are a resource for us. Safe and transformational co-regulation are a resource, and we want to make sure that we support you to have the relational resources to help you reach your next level. That's our goal. Okay. It's called load sharing.
Hey, it's Mastin. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. And before we wrap up, if you found value in this, one of the best ways to get this trauma-informed information to the world, if that's something that you want to do and to be a part of, spreading the word, I would be so very grateful if you could leave a review on Apple or Spotify podcasts so that you can review this and hopefully it's a good review, but please leave an honest review. And especially if you want to leave a five-star review, I would be super stoked on that. But of course, just make it honest. But my goal is to share more trauma-informed information with the world. And I need your help to spread this information, and reviews matter. So if you feel called to do that, would very much appreciate it. If you got value from this episode and from this podcast, would very much appreciate it. And thank you so much for hearing me out. And if you feel called, please leave a review on Apple or Spotify, and we'll see you in the next episode.